And now, live from San Francisco and broadcasting live and worldwide on the Double Wide Network, it's Blissful Living with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you overwhelmed, overworked, and overloaded? You are not alone. Reduce your stress and live a more blissful life. Feel your very best. Be the best that you can be for your friends and loved ones. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living. She is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. I'm the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, here live out of the San Francisco Bay Area on this very beautiful Friday morning. It's actually quite a momentous Friday morning with some of the judgments that have come down from the Supreme Court over the last couple of days. And I know some of those judgments has relieved a lot of stress for people across the nation. So great job for the Supreme Court for stepping up to the plate and really honoring what us Americans are all about, which is freedom to be who you are, where you are, whenever you are. It's just a beautiful last couple of days with the judgments that have come down from the Supreme Court. But with regards to Blissful Living, we are here to help you have a phenomenally blissful journey as you travel down your path to bliss. And today's show is just about to get you geared to do that. My guest today is Kimberly Palm, and she is the owner of Body and Mind Healing in Seattle, Washington. And Kimberly is the creator of the Peace Stress Management System. She's also known as a healer to doctors because she specializes in working with doctors and healers of all types. And she's internationally known as a stress expert, life and health coach, medical intuitive, and energy healer. She's worked with people all over the world on stress management, healing the body and mind, creating happiness, creating great relationships, abundance, and success in their lives. And Kimberly uses 7 types of energy healing in her business. She is a certified level 2 Reiki practitioner and a certified mindfulness and meditation instructor. And so we are going to have a phenomenal show with Kimberly bringing us some words of wisdom about all that she has to offer to help you all eliminate or actually reduce stress from all aspects of your life. But also, I want to thank the people behind the scenes that bring the show to us every week and help me to sound great so that you can get the clear messages that we're bringing across to you each and every week about blissful living. Ed and Wendy behind the scenes. So woohoo to them because they keep me sounding fabulous. And I want to thank the sponsor for the show, the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company. You can check them out at www.healthhealingwellness.com. I know they have a special this month on one of their programs, their Erase Your Stress program. It's being offered at 90% off. So you want to check them out. And also, I believe the link to that program so that you can take an abundance of stress eliminating tips and solutions and techniques into your daily living is www.eraseyourstress.net. And the product code for them and to get that 90% off of that package is the month June 2015. So go check out the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company. Go check out eraseyourstress.net, that program that the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company is offering for you to help you go into your summer even more stress-free and blissfully. Now, let's jump into the show with Kimberly Palm. Kimberly Palm, welcome to Blissful Living. How are you today?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Great, because that's the only way we roll on the show here is you have to be fabulous. Otherwise, we just can't have you on the show. No, I'm kidding.
That's actually one of my daily mantras is I am feeling fabulous. So
So here I've got Kimberly Palm, who is feeling fabulous with the queen of feeling fabulous. So you guys out there listening know that you're going to get nothing but fabulousness from us today.
Exactly.
Kimberly, so you do a lot of things and you do a lot of good work. And as we all know, stress is that number one silent killer that doesn't even really get talked about because it's, you know, most of the time people don't even recognize that they're in a stressful situation or that they're even or even that their stress levels are just through the roof. They don't even recognize it. So a lot of times when you mention the word stress, you get that deer in the headlights looks because people think I'm not stressed. And then you start asking them questions and lo and behold, you discover and they discover that they really are stressed. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with helping people to curtail or manage their stress?
Oh, that is a great question to ask. So actually, my journey started 27 years ago, and I had a very successful career in sales and marketing for 30 years, I guess. And because I'm not a young chicken anymore. I feel young, but I'm not young chronologically, you know, age-wise. But the thing is I got started in a very successful career, and I, over the years, developed all sorts of health problems, and I didn't realize the signs of the health problems that I was stressed out and burned out until I actually completely had adrenal burnout. I completely burned out. My nervous system was shot to hell. My adrenals were burned out. I developed anxiety, panic attacks, all sorts of fun things. So basically what has happened over the years, about 25 years ago, I started studying natural healing because I had doctors misdiagnosing me with different health problems. And so it happened over and over again where a doctor would either misdiagnose me or not diagnose me. And I had to wind up going and healing myself over and over and over. And so before I knew it, I had developed like a hobby of researching. And so I'd be researching stress management, and I'd be researching energy healing, and I'd be researching vitamins and supplements and diet and exercise and nutrition and all the things that I do in my business. And then about, oh my gosh, shortly after I had my children, my eldest is 17 and a half now. Shortly after that was when I developed, a couple of years after that, I started developing the anxiety and the panic attacks, and I didn't realize how bad I was, and I had adrenal burnout, and I was having frequent headaches and stomach aches and digestive system issues and hypoglycemia and all sorts of weird, crazy stuff. Well, those are all symptoms of stress and also burnout. And I also didn't know at the time that 98% of all illness on the planet is caused by stress that we create for ourselves. And that's not just according to me. That's according to scientists and according to the American Medical Association.
So, thank you for saying that. I want you to repeat that one more time because I know it, you know it, and there are a few people out there listening that may know it or know it, but there's a whole abundance of people that are completely clueless as to why they may be having high blood pressure issues or why they may not be able to keep their blood sugars level. So can you repeat that statement one more time?
Yes, 98% of all illness. And actually, I've had physicians tell me 100%, okay? I've had many physicians tell me 100%. 98% of all illness is caused by stress you create for yourself. And then the other 2% is actually inherited stress through epigenetics, through your DNA. So when you're stressed out and you haven't had a baby yet, that stress goes into your cells. It harms every cell in your body. Each cell has little antenna and little brains and picks up these stressors, it goes into your DNA, into your cells. And then when you go and have a child, if you're a man, you know, you make somebody pregnant. If you're a woman, you get pregnant. That baby inherits all sorts of illness from the stress that you created ahead of time. So basically, the doctors are right when they say 100% to me. But yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. I mean, it's just so phenomenal that something that people don't even recognize that they have is killing our society. You know, when I think back on just like the monumental decisions that were made by the Supreme Court this week with regards to just the way we live our life and how people can live their life. You know, you think back about all the stressors that people had to go through to get some of these things, you know, brought to the forefront of just American society, of life, the toll that it's probably taken on their mind and their body, mm-hmm. they probably can't even relate the two together. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so yeah. the fact that it is recognized that 98% of all illness and disease has a precursor, because the precursor is stress. And what's really scary about that is 100% of the people that have something going on don't even know that it was caused by stress, some type of stress in your life. So that is phenomenal. And if you didn't get anything, or if you don't get anything from this show today, take that yeah. one fact
right.
and ingrain it in your brain and yeah. begin from this moment forward to live your life knowing that 98% of all illness and disease is caused by stress. So, okay, I'm beating that dead horse over the head, but it's just so... It's so important, and it's so important that people, I mean, need to know about it, but it's the thing yeah. that they discount the first, you know, the fastest. Right. So that's why I have this show, and that's why we do what we do. So now let me ask you this. Why do you feel it's important to help people with stress, even though we said 98% of, you know, all illness and disease is caused by stress, and some doctors say 100%, but we're going to go to another statistic. 98% of the people that have stress or have a stress-related illness or have some kind of illness or disease are in denial that they even that stress even exists in your life. Why do you feel it's so important to help these people?
You know, the truth of the matter is, you know, there's so we have to break the people actually into two categories. And the categories are people who are the horses that you can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. So I'll have people who come to me and bitch and complain, my life sucks, I'm so unhappy, I'm divorced, blah, 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 I'm so sick. And then when I say, here's the cure, I have it for you, I'll give it to you, they start throwing up excuses and what we call upper limit behaviors and barriers to being successful in life, which is, oh, no, I'm just too busy, or no, I can't do that now, or oh, no, I'm fine, I don't need to do anything, you know, that kind of stuff. Now then you have
you're hitting grand slams with me today, because you are so right on that. You have those people that come to you that complain, yeah. and then when you show them what they need to do, they're too busy.
Right. By the way, that is why when I first started coaching, I would go and help people. And then months later, when I'd follow up with them and I'd say, how are you feeling? How are you doing? They'd say, oh, I filed your plan away in the filing cabinet, never did anything with it. And it's like, what? What the heck? I spent hours with you and you filed it away. And then here's this woman who I talked to who's still walking around all crippled up with arthritis. I could have healed her, because I heal people. I heal people all the time. I've healed people from diabetes and all sorts, you know, being overweight, you know, you right. name it. I've healed people. I've healed people of mystery conditions that doctors couldn't, you know, say what was wrong with them, diagnose. This woman, oh my God, her thing was, I don't have the time. And then I'd hear that over and over and over again. And so guess what? When I do coaching with anybody, the first lesson that they get when we do coaching is time management and how to prevent plate overload. That is the first part of their coaching, because time management is the number one cause of stress. And there's all these women, especially, who say, oh, I manage my time. Well, actually, I get men who do it too. Oh, I manage my time perfectly fine, Kimberly. And then about halfway into our coaching, I'll be checking in on them and I'll say, did you do the homework? No, I didn't have the time. And I'm like, you just told me you had all the time.
Exactly.
That you know how to manage your time. Apparently, we need to do a time management lesson, because you don't know how to manage your time if you're not putting yourself first.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that's pretty interesting. So that's your one group. So you have your group who are what I call the horses that you lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. But then you have your second group of people. Now, the second group of people are people like me, people where I was burnout and I was stressed out and I wasn't going to accept that as my life. Okay. I wanted to change. I wanted to improve my life. I wanted to transform my life. I wanted to be happy every day. I wanted to be healthy every day. And so what did I do? I went seeking information. So those are the people who usually become not only my client, but my best clients, or the people who realize I have a problem. I don't know what, and they may not even know what the problem is. You may have to educate them, but they realize that they're, and this is the question I ask people, are you happy healthy and successful every day of your life, in your relationships, in your life, in your health, in your money, in your career, everywhere? Is it happy, healthy, and successful every day? And if they say, no, I have some days where it's not, I'll say, oh, then you need to do the work, because God created us to be happy, healthy, and successful every day. And the only thing keeping you from that is stress. So it's a combination of stress and your what we call your own upper limit barriers and your own belief, wrong belief systems and things like that, and getting stuck and, you know, trying to get out of your own way. So we limit ourselves and we keep ourselves from success. So those are the things I work on with them. I work on the stress, and then I work on removing, it's kind of like peeling away layers of the onion. You know, you're removing all of the blocks to why are they not happy, healthy, and successful every day. So that's my second group of people, are the ones who are bright enough to understand I have a, you know, I have a problem. They may not know what it is. I need to educate them to here's what your problem is. Or some people will come to me and they know exactly what their problem is. And they say, will you help me fix this? I need to lose 20 pounds. I need to lose 30 pounds. My blood pressure's high. I have diabetes. You know, they know exactly what it is that they need. And then I'm going to help them. But those are the people who say, I need the help and I want to do something about it. That's the group. That's the group for me. The other people are the people who, I hate to say it, but they're almost hopeless. You know, there's nothing you can do for them. If they won't admit they have a problem, or they do admit they have a problem, but they refuse to do anything about it, then there's nothing I can do for them. There isn't anything I can do for them. Nobody can do anything for them, really, because until they make up their mind that they want to change and that they want help, nobody will ever help those people. So that's sad. But
yeah, you know, it comes to, I like the way you summed it up with the three types of people, because it cracks me up that those that are the first type you discussed, the horse that you can lead to water, but you can't make them drink. Those are the ones that so want to do everything, and they want to feel better, and they, you know, they seek you out and they're all gung-ho, and then you give them one thing to do and they don't have time to figure it out how to, you know, put it in. That those are the people that just crack me up, because those are the people that really do need the most help. And the other two groups, you know, there's someone already looking, there's someone already exploring or have explored, and they're not the ones that really jump in gung-ho like the first group. They're more, I don't want to say reserved, but they're more taking in everything at a more slower pace that works for them. And they tend to be a lot more successful, because they don't want that quick fix. They understand the process of what's going to happen when they work with someone like you or I. And so it makes it so sweet and so nice to see those people go from Z to A, so to speak, or you know what I mean, because you can see the transgression of their improvements and their health and well-being and just their overall feeling fabulous, and it's just beautiful to see. I just sometimes wish that the first group of people would take a step back and just realize, you know, even though they're enthusiastic about it, enthusiasticness doesn't do anything for your health and well-being if you don't.
They're missing out. That's what I think. I think they're truly missing out. I feel bad for them, because I think this poor person is ignorant, and they're like totally missing out on life, on the life they can have. Because when I work with people, everybody I work with, whether it's doctors or lawyers or salespeople or real estate people, whoever it is I'm working with, I guarantee 100% results, you know, and measurable results. Like every day, like I'll get emails from people literally a day later going, oh my God, that's the first time I've slept 8 hours in 10 years or something like that, because I have sleep protocols for people. I'm also a health coach too. So I do all this different stuff with people, and it's all measurable. And so, you know, I feel really bad, because I know that these other people are totally missing out on that experience. They're missing out on the fact that, you know, and every now and then, you know, I'll go, won't you just give this a try and see how you feel, you know? And, you know, I feel like getting, but unfortunately, like I said, there's those people, you can lead them to water. They're not going to drink. They're just not going to, you can say, here's the fountain of youth. Ponce de Leon brought it to you. You know, that's actually why I called my book Conquering Stress, The Real Fountain of Youth, because if 98% of illness is caused by stress, or 100%, then obviously the fountain of youth is is taking care of stress, right?
Exactly. I mean, I totally agree with you. Now, you know, it's funny, everyone in society has stress, and it really is commonplace. I mean, there's not one of us that doesn't have something stressful that happened in our life or that we internalize it. I mean, that's just how we are as humans. It's what you do once you come across the stressor, how you work with it, how you, you know, manage it. That's where the difference comes into play. But you know, beyond the fact that stress causes illness and disease and really is a gateway for illness and disease to come into your life, you know, why do you think people should really put this topic that we're talking about, particularly stress and stress management, or just recognizing that they are stressed or have stressors in their life that they can't deal with, why would they want to know more about that? And why should they make being stress-free a priority in their life beyond what we've just talked about?
You know, okay, so that's an awesome question. And actually, it's funny because I have chapters in my book all about this stuff. But, you know, stress actually doesn't just, well, first of all, people have to understand that stress isn't just emotional stress. And that's what my PEACE program is all about, is the fact that there's a lot of people out there missing the boat. Everybody's out there talking about emotional stress, but stress is basically anything that negatively impacts your body, mind, or spirit. And when we say spirit, we say energy body. So there's even, you know, you have a body and then you have an energy body, according to quantum theory and quantum physics and science. So when we say anything, we're talking lack of diet, lack of nutrition, lack of exercise, being exposed to chemicals and toxins. That's all stress. Over-exercising or doing the opposite, which is sitting on your butt, you know, even over-exercising is bad for you and stressful to your body. Things like smoking, obviously, and of course emotions, and then emotions are broken into many different categories. You've got your subconscious emotional stress, your conscious emotional stress, your emotional stress you inherited through your epigenetics and DNA and so forth. And for people who believe in past lives, there's even past life emotional stress. I actually cured myself of a disease recently just by being regressed into a past life and finding out that my whole problem I was having was due to a past life issue. And once I came to terms with that, my illness mysteriously vanished.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways that you can be stressed. And so the reason it's important for you to learn about what stress is, if you are stressed, to learn if you are stressed, which I cover all this in my book, and how to know and what to do, what are the signs. Once you know this, it's so important to know it, because stress not only impacts you on how you're feeling, like your happiness level and your health, you know, if you're sick or not sick, it impacts your work, your decision-making, your relationships. You know, I always tell hospitals I can save them millions of dollars in lawsuits, because stressed out doctors and nurses are the ones who are making mistakes on patients. You know, a doctor's going to botch a surgery when they're exhausted and they're not getting any sleep, or they're going through a divorce. Maybe their wife just cheated with a pool boy. They're going to come to work and they're going to botch a surgery, and the hospital's going to get sued for millions of dollars. And so stress affects every aspect of people's lives. It affects their marriages. I mean, I have a whole chapter like on how stress screws up your marriages, how it screws up your children. And people don't even understand the fact that their children are stressed out, not just picking up their stress, but also getting stressed out from all of the video gaming and all of the society stuff and the peer pressure and the bullying at school and on and on and on and on. So, and you do not learn stress at home. Your parents do not teach you. So that's why it's so important to learn stress. Really, if you get to the root of it, when we're born, our parents do not teach us stress management, and they don't teach stress management in the schools. So the only way you're going to learn it is you have to go to somebody like me, who's an expert, who teaches it to you, because it's just not going to happen anywhere else. And so, and because we know it affects you on every area of your life, it affects your, if you're a business owner and you're stressed out, you will make a bad decision that will either bankrupt your company or cost it thousands or millions of dollars. And the reason for this is, and I talked about again in my book about all this, is what stress does to your brain. Stress actually shrinks the gray matter of your brain, and it screws up all of the what's called your the frontal lobe of your brain, your cognitive function of your brain. And so what happens is all your decision-making goes out the door. Your memory goes out the door. Your focus and concentration go out the door. Your productivity at work goes out the door. All of these things leave when you are stressed out. And so I'll go into like corporations and do programs just on product improving people's productivity because all their employees are like slacking. You know, companies are losing millions of dollars. In fact, the World Health Organization says companies in the U.S. are losing $300 billion a year on absenteeism due to stressed-out employees. $300 billion just on absenteeism because when you are stressed, you get sick, you get frequent colds, you get frequent diseases, you can't fight infections, your body can't fight, your immune system goes to hell when you are stressed out. So these are all the reasons you need to learn how to manage stress today. Like today, if you haven't started on a stress plan, I encourage you to immediately get off the stick and get going today, because every day that you don't learn to manage stress, your life is not getting any better. And as Dr. Phil says, how does that make you feel?
I love it. I love what you just shared, because I know of a particular health maintenance organization, which is one of the largest in the nation, that if their employees are sick and they take time off to get better, that when the employee comes back to work, they're subject to discipline, which causes stress. So here you have a healthcare maintenance organization that touts the preventative, you know, health, all that kind of stuff, but yet they won't allow their employees to take time off to be sick. So the employees come to work sick because they're afraid that if they take time off, they're going to lose their job or they're going to be disciplined.
Right.
So then you have sick people working under stressful conditions, dealing with people that are sick.
Yeah, and they're making everybody else around them sick too, and they're making everybody around them sick as well. So,
exactly.
Because they're coughing all over them.
It's so important, you know, for the individual to realize and recognize when they're at that level where they really do need to take some time to learn how to manage their stress in an appropriate manner. Now, there are a ton of people out there doing healing and stress programs and, you know, stress management, you know, a lot of different things out there. And a lot of people are really good at what they do. And then some people are, you know, they're just given information. It may or may not help someone manage their stress. But what makes you different from everyone else? What's your unique nugget of gold that you bring to the forefront of helping people manage their stress?
Yeah, I'm actually, that's a great question, because I'm not like anybody on the earth. Actually, in fact, you know, I have a lot of what I call them egotistical people who will come into my life at different points who say they're stress management gurus or this or that, or they're usually psychotherapists. I hate to say most of them. And they wind up being my clients, by the way. I have more clients come to me that are psychotherapists than you can even imagine, because all of the stuff that I teach. So here's the thing. First of all, every skill I'm teaching are things that they don't teach in medical school and they don't teach in psychotherapy school. Okay. That's the first thing. The second thing is I've spent 27 years researching all this stuff, 35 years researching metaphysics. I throw all of that years of research into what I'm doing and combine it with the fact that I am clairaudient, clairvoyant. I channel, I see the future sometimes. I hate when I see that. Well, actually, no, I shouldn't say that, because I see where I'm going on vacation before I even go there. So that's kind of cool.
Yes, yeah, so that's a good thing. You shouldn't.
Yeah, but
that. You should embrace that.
Yeah, but when like I'm coaching, 40% of the time I'm channeling the information. And when people, there's a lot of people out there who might be religious people, because like I work with people who are. I work with a lot of church pastors, and they'll say, well, what do you mean you channel? And then they get all freaked out, because I don't like to use the word psychic with them, because that's a bad word in Christianity.
That's a bad word.
Say, I hear that.
That means you're communicating with Satan and, you know.
No, I'm communicating with God. And so when I'm channeling, I have a direct link to God, because I'm telling them things. And how you discern, I always tell people how you discern where the voices are coming from is God is unconditional love. So if the message is about love and about good, positive things, chances are it's coming from God. If it's about go kill your brother or go kill your neighbor or go rob a bank, then, you know, chances are it's coming from Satan. So,
exactly.
You know, but I mean, the information I'm giving people, like one time I had a pastor who was overweight, diabetic, had heart disease, and was going to die. And God actually spoke to me and said, Kimberly, my minister, my servant here is going to die. I really need you to help him now, like right now, because I need him. And so that's where my voice is coming from. It's coming from the creator. But I put all of my, what we call intuitive abilities and skills, because I'm a medical intuitive, which is like a body psychic, and others. I put those into my program. Plus, my program was, I get what I call them downloads, but I channel information and I get them. I'll be laying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and get woken up by God saying, okay, here's the next thing you're going to bring to the planet to help people, you know, because my whole purpose of being on the earth is to serve mankind and to transform people's lives and help them to be happy, healthy, and whole every day of their life, because that is what God wants. God is unconditional love. And he wants us to be happy, healthy, and whole every day. And so that's why I'm here. So at 3 a.m., I will be like channeling this information. So my program, the Peace System, and my entire book that I wrote was all channeled, 100% channeled. So that is what makes me very different from all the other people. And what's even more different is the fact that almost all of the people who are teaching about stress management wind up being my clients at some point. So.
I mean, isn't that, don't you feel that? I mean, it's funny how things go full circle, but it's also very honoring because, you know, you have people that are teaching stress management, but there's just something a little bit unique about what you have to offer that they don't have or they don't get, or they're, you know, it's just not them, that they come to you to seek your expertise and your guidance and your assistance with, you know, even helping them to feel better, be better, do better with regards to what they're doing, which is an aspect of what you do. So I think that's very honoring and just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, a beautiful thing. Now, to you guys out there listening, you kind of got a little bit of background here about Kimberly, why we feel that this topic is very important. As a matter of fact, I felt it was so important 4 years ago that I decided to create Blissful Living, a radio show dedicated specifically to reducing or eliminating stress from all aspects of our life. As a healthcare professional for 25 years, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly as to what stress can do to the mind, body, and spirit. And so it was my passion to bring something to the forefront of our American society to help awaken all of you to what you may not be able to see that's sitting right there on the tip of your nose. And Kimberly is just a phenomenal being here on earth to help you all to transcend into a life that is stress-free, because it is possible. And when you know what to do and when you know how to recognize where you're at with regards to your stress, it's so much easier to get to that place of bliss. And so we're going to continue to talk to Kimberly. And I want to move into, you know, I mentioned earlier when I was introducing to her, she is the creator of the Peace Stress Management System. And so since we've been talking about stress and what it does and how it affects all of us and how some of us are completely blind to it, now it's time to open up and have Kimberly share a little bit about her specialness with regards to her Peace Stress Management System. So Kimberly, you know, the main program you promote is your PEACE, Peace Stress Management Program, which I love because peace is the opposite of stress, and we're always striving to have peace and bliss in our life. Now, what is this program? Tell us what it is.
Thanks for asking, because like I said, it was actually, well, it was funny because the name, I didn't even come up with the name. The name was given to me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and which is typically when I get woken up with this information.
That's when your channel is open. When at 3 o'clock in the morning is when your channel is open to connect with the divine. And believe me, I know that you guys have some really good conversations at 3 a.m. once your channel is open.
it's really good. But I was woken up one morning. I had already been teaching people stress management, and I'd been teaching in this kind of unique fashion. You know, it was unique, but I didn't have like any kind of program or name for the program. And I literally heard God chime in at 3 o'clock in the morning with this, you are going to bring peace to to the planet, and you are going to bring this new program. You are going to put all of your knowledge into this program called the Peace Stress System. And I'm like, oh, is that you, God? What are you talking about here? And I'm like, you know, and what is peace? And it actually, with him, it was P-E-C-E, but I threw the A in because it sounds, you know, it's still, the way they spell in heaven, the way we spell is a little different. But
right.
It stands for stuff. So, but it stands for the fact that when people use the program, they're going to have peace in every area of their life, obviously. They're going to have peace in their health, their body, their mind, their spirit, their relationships, their workplace, when they're traveling, when they're driving their car. I mean, I work with people who have road rage, you know. I work with people to help them when they're driving. I work with people when they're in airports. You know, people are in all these different situations. So what PEACE stands for is physical stress, emotional stress, chemical, and environmental stress. And chemicals and toxins are a big part of it. And so when you look at stress is a 2,000 piece puzzle. I actually have a picture of like a puzzle in my book. It's so cute. It's got all these different like titles on each of the pieces, you know, like marriage stress, home stress, work stress, food, you know, diet, whatever. But basically physical stress is everything from pain, like people who experience chronic pain. I call that actually the rat wheel of chronic pain. And the reason why is because if you are stressed out, you're going to wind up with stuff like fibromyalgia and arthritis. However, if you already have fibromyalgia and arthritis, or you, let's say you had an accident, a car accident, the pain is going to cause stress, but then the stress is going to cause more pain, and it just keeps going and going and going. And it's a big rat wheel because you get the pain. And
never
then
ending cycle.
Yeah. And so if you don't learn how to do, so I do a lot of work with people around pain management, not just pain management, but healing. So they don't have pain in the first place, you know, everything from anti-inflammatory diet to supplements, to, you know, you name it. And I always work integratively with physicians and, you know, naturopaths, chiropractors, MD doctors, whoever, to make sure that people get 100% of what they need. But the thing is that the physical stress is diet, exercise, nutrition, vitamins. A lot of people are walking around vitamin deficient because the soil in the United States has been over-farmed, and all of the vegetables that you're stuffing down your face are depleted of all the nutrients that they used to have back 100 years ago. And so everybody's walking around thinking, oh, I'm a vegetarian, so I'm just so healthy. But then I watched this MD doctor recently on PBS who was going on and on for 3 hours straight about how all the vegans are all dying. They have higher rates of cancers. They have higher rates of illness. They're sick all the time. They're just constantly sick all the time. And it's because they think that they're safe because they're eating veggies all the time when the veggies are depleted of all of the nutrients. So they're vitamin B deficient. They're having heart attacks. Actually, vegans are having more heart attacks than people who eat steak all the time.
Wow.
Because there's not enough nutrients in the soil
to get into the plants
that they're eating.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm not saying it is bad to be vegan. I think if you want to be a vegan, go be a vegan. However, be smart about it. Take a supplement. Take some vitamins. Get your vitamins levels tested. I make all of my clients who I think are vitamin deficient go back to the doctor and get their levels tested, especially vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency causes everything from Lou Gehrig's disease and multiple sclerosis to breast cancer, prostate cancer, and hundreds of other illnesses if you're vitamin D deficient. It causes heart disease. It causes all sorts of problems if you're vitamin D deficient. Also depression. Vitamin D is a sunshine vitamin. So these are all part of physical stress. You've got the nutrition, and you can even over-exercise because you're releasing cortisol stress hormone into your body when you're over-exercising. So all of this is all part of physical. And then the emotional is broken down into several categories, which I kind of mentioned earlier. We've got your conscious stress, your subconscious stress, your inherited stress, and possibly even past life stress, which I don't know that I 100% believe in past lives or not. All I know is I've had an interesting experience with it, and I don't want to say it's for real or not for real because it's a big question mark. So I don't know, but
right. But
the thing is that is a possibility as well, because I've seen it over and over where people have had weird illnesses and then they had a past life regression and their weird illness went away. So I've just seen it happen too many times. So it's kind of an interesting little thing. But then the chemicals and toxins, you know, everything from smoking to, do you know, Rochelle, that the the largest organ in your body is your skin. So everything you put on your skin goes right to your organs. So if you're putting oil volay or what I call chemical products that have all these chemicals that you can't...
Preach, girl, preach, because yes, I do. I'm a nurse practitioner. Yes, I do know that the skin is the largest organ and people don't even realize that. And yes, I do know that everything you put on your skin is absorbed by your body and goes into your bloodstream, whether it's, you know, virgin coconut oil that's organic or the lotion you buy, the oil of lay that's full of toxic material. Yes, all of that goes into your skin. And people don't recognize, oh girl, you just hit a sore spot for me. People don't recognize it and they take their skin for granted and thinking, I'm going to put all, excuse my language, I'm going to put all this shit on my skin so I can look young and beautiful. But what you're doing is putting a lot of shit, toxins, right on your skin, and it's entering your body, and then you wonder why later you may have manifested some kind of illness and disease because you're stressed out of the hill. Okay, go ahead, girl. I'm sorry.
So, okay, I'm glad that I hit a nerve because I'm actually kind of, I have a lot of different missions, you know, in my life, like I have mission projects, and one of my mission projects is enlightening women about their skin and not getting breast cancer and all these cancers, because when you look at all the toxic crap that women, the lipsticks that are full of lead and mercury from China, I mean, they're putting, I mean, I have a rule that no cosmetic enters my house or anything enters my house that you put in your mouth or on your body that comes from China because of all the lead and the arsenic and all that kind of stuff in there. And so I won't do it. I mean, unfortunately, all my clothes are made in China, but that's just, you know, I don't want to go naked. So, you know, but the thing is I teach people how to prevent getting exposure to chemicals and toxins and how to detox their body in a healthy, safe way. There are so many detoxes out there, and a lot of them are very dangerous. So I'm here to warn you people, if a doctor or somebody tells you to do a detox, tread with caution. Because I had a doctor years ago try to detox me, and it made me so sick that I wanted to kill myself. And you can get very sick from some of these detox remedies that they sell at the store. Just because something says it's natural doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. So you have to be really, really careful, and you have to listen to your body. Listen to what your body tells you.
Kimberly, oh my God. Repeat that one more time. I have so many friends that know that I specialize in doing specific things, which is what we're talking about, and they will go buy something they've seen on the internet that's detoxing their body, and they're taking a bunch of crap and it tells to be all natural, and they don't realize what they're doing. So say that one more time, girl.
Okay, so the natural health industry is unregulated by the FDA. So what that means is you have no clue what's in some of those products. The only thing you can do is go off of recommendations from others and off of ratings on Google and Yelp and whatever, you know. That's all you can do. You have to be careful what you put in your mouth, whether it's a vitamin, whether it's a supplement, or whether it's a detox product, because you have to make sure that it's from a pure natural source and that it's been third party tested. Like, for example, fish oil. A lot of the fish oils are full of mercury, tons and tons of mercury. There's only two brands that I recommend on the planet, and that's Carlson and Nordic Naturals, and that's because those two are third-party tested. There's all kinds of detox products that are just full of all sorts of dangerous, harsh things in them that if you're somebody like me who's hypersensitive and I have allergies to certain herbs and certain foods, if I take those, then I die. I mean, it kills me. So you have to be careful. You need to see somebody. And the most important thing you need to understand is your body is a unique thumbprint of God. If somebody's trying to sell you some kind of crap off the internet or some multi-level marketing product that they try to push on everybody, you're not a cookie cutter. You're not one size fits all. Your body will react differently to these products than somebody else's body will or the other person's will. You need to tread with caution. You need to be careful everything you put in your mouth, including detox products. So hopefully I got
yes, on my thank you. Horses. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's get back to P's. What is A? What is the A?
The A is just and because it was PEC. It was physical, emotional, and chemical, and environmental, and it doesn't sound good if it was just PECE. And and also I had to add the A because, like I said, the whole program of the PEACE program is it's going to give you peace. So it's kind of, you know, back and forth. It represents stuff, but then it's going to give you peace. So I had to spell it out, the the right way. But then the last E is environment. And when we say environment, you need to understand that that is all of the things going on in any environment where you are standing at this moment. So you have your home environment, you have your work environment, you have the grocery store environment, you have hanging out at a friend's house environment, you've got shopping, you've got travel. Travel environment is really stressful. Traveling in the airports are the most stressful place known to man. Going through those security lines, that'll make you break out in hives or get a headache. You know, if you ever stand in line at the airport and you suddenly get a headache, well, that's stress. Right. So, you know, the environments that you're in, driving in your car, that's another environment. You know, these are all these environments. And so the program covers how to deal with everything in those environments. A good example is workplace stress. Not only is workplace stress about how you interact with your coworkers, your bosses, your employees, but it's also about things like, is there too bright of fluorescent lighting, or maybe it's too dim and you can't see what you're doing and so your eyes are straining? Is your computer and your workplace site set up ergonomically correct, or are you getting chronic neck and back pain? That's also stress caused by your work. So these are all work-induced stress. There's a lot of things at your job that can stress you out, everything from the way your desk is set up to how clean and tidy your desk is. If you're living in chaos and you can't find your work, that's going to stress you out. So this is all part of the what we call environmental stress.
And gosh, you know, Kimberly, you are just a phenomenal messenger healer here with us today. And it's like, oh my God, I could talk to you for 4 hours, but so I'm going to definitely, you guys out there listening, we're bringing Kimberly back for part two or maybe even part three, because she's got a lot of wealth of words of wisdom and information. And she's not just spewing it out. She actually has factual information that's backed up by scientific research for of you guys out there that think, you know, just because we're into natural healing and natural things that it's not backed
everything
up by
I
research.
Do is- Yeah, I'm very analytical.
She's the bomb. I'm just saying, you know, on this momentum day that we're here on this Friday, it's beautiful up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm sure it's beautiful up in Seattle. You know, that's just kind of how we roll. And I'm bringing you a beautiful messenger that's here to talk to you about what's so near and dear to me, which is stress management and all the different avenues and areas that we encounter stress that we don't even realize. And, you know, here we are today talking about something that's going to help you just maybe take some easier steps as you travel down your path to bliss. And so because we're getting so close to the show, end of the show, and, you know, I have so much more I want to squeeze in. I want to say, Kimberly, you know, In my intro with you, I also mentioned that you you also do some mindfulness, and you know, mm-hmm. do the mindfulness and the meditation, which is also what I do. We're on similar paths. Can you just share with the listeners out there a little bit? I mean, there's so much more. I mean, that I could just, you know, bring forth. Like I said, I'm gonna have to bring you back. But with regards to mindfulness and stress management, can you just give a couple of nuggets of gold with regards to, first of all, what is mindfulness?
So mindfulness, great question. In a nutshell, mindfulness is insight or present moment awareness. So it's constantly being in the present moment and focusing on what is happening right now. So like right now, I'm fully focused on, I'm having this beautiful conversation with Miss Lawson here on the radio. And the thing is that I'm constantly in the present moment. So I'm not letting the past or the future, I call it pushing the replay or the fast forward button on your brain, video, you know, CD player. So you don't want to be pressing the past, you know, and the fact you don't want to go past and you don't want to go forward. You want to be constantly in the moment. And that's what mindfulness is all about, is teaching you how to keep your brain constantly present and you constantly present, your body constantly present. And according to science, because I'm all about science, by the way, I come from a family of doctors and nurses. I was raised by an RN, and my dad actually, he dropped out of medical school, but all my cousins in my family are all doctors. I grew up in the halls of the hospital, hanging out and playing in the hospital. And I'm all about, and I'm all about science. So for all the medical people out there, I'm not some fruity woo-woo person. I'm totally all about science and proof and studies. And mindfulness has been studied hundreds of times over, and the American Medical Association has stated that mindfulness cures anxiety and mild depression better than any drug that they could ever give you. Okay. Mm. So this is important to know. This is the AMA guys. They're saying mindfulness is a better pill than those pills that cause 500 side effects.
So, and AMA, you guys, is American Medical Association, just so you know, you're in tune with our acronyms here.
Yeah, the American Medical Association, and it's been scientifically studied, and it's practiced all over the world. They even have a program for K-12 education for mindfulness, because what mindfulness does is it improves your focus, your concentration, your memory. It helps you sleep better at night. It helps you lose weight. It helps you to get rid of stress. It helps you to chill out. It actually, you're going to love this. The newest scientific studies say that mindfulness actually grows your gray matter in your brain. Well, stress shrinks your gray matter in your brain, which is a bad thing. You don't want your brain to shrink. But mindfulness actually strengthens your brain and grows your brain like a muscle. So that's basically what it is. And it's all about mindfulness can be done as a meditation or can be done as a lifestyle. I do it all day long. And I teach my clients how to do it all day long. So it's basically, I'll give you an example. You're eating an apple. You're focusing on the color of the apple, the smell of the apple, the crunch of the apple, the flavor of the apple, the crispness of the apple. Your phone rings. Your mind goes to the phone and it just lightly notices. It's kind of like a warehouse manager checking off in a warehouse. Okay, phone ring. And then you go right back to, ooh, my crisp, juicy, yummy apple. So that's basically what mindfulness is it's when things come and go from your brain warehouse, you're just kind of lightly noticing them or being mindful of them, and then you're going right back to present moment again, and that's basically the basics of mindfulness.
Now, how would this help someone that is dealing with stress?
So how it's going to help with them is because if they're dealing with emotional stress, not the physical and the chemical, mind you, okay, this is the emotional stress, then emotional stress is because you're sitting and you're thinking about stuff. You're thinking negative thoughts. Mindfulness is actually quite a complicated thing because I'm just telling you just like one millionth of what mindfulness teachings are. There's a whole teaching involved with that. And I highly recommend people buy the book Mindfulness in Plain English because that explains how to do it. But mindfulness, basically what you want to do, I'm sorry, I lost track. My brain did one of those menopausal moments, I guess you can say. anyways, I'm going to be 50 this year, so
I'm already there, girl. So don't worry about it. Yeah. I'll help you. I'll help you with the process.
what was I going to say? Okay, so how mindfulness helps with stress is the fact that the reason you're stressed in the first place is because you're thinking crap, right? You're thinking negative thoughts, or maybe you're thinking about, oh my God, I have to take my kid to the dentist, or what's going to happen to my foot when they cut it open tomorrow, or, you know, whatever, you know, you're thinking, or you're thinking about the past. Oh, my mom let me down so bad, you know, 5 years ago, or I'm so sick of my ex-husband, or, you know, whatever your thought is. So what mindfulness is mindfulness gets rid of all of the negative thinking, or what we call, I call it stinking thinking. It gets rid of all the negative thinking because in mindfulness, you learn things like positive thought replacement, and you're learning how to take your mind back from thinking about those things that, you know, cause the stress reaction in your body to present moment. And in order to understand this better, you have to understand the science of this. Every time you're stressed or you're thinking what we call stressful thoughts, you know, negative thoughts, future thoughts, past thoughts, you are releasing cortisol, stress hormone, into your body. You are also, your negative thoughts vibrate energetically on a low frequency, which causes illness in your body. So between the vibration and the cortisol, you are killing yourself with your thoughts. So what mindfulness does is mindfulness, when you learn to practice it really well, guess what happens, folks? All of your negative thoughts go away. All of your past and future crap goes away. It all goes away. Now, you got to keep in mind that this isn't an instantaneous thing. Mindfulness is something that is a lifelong practice. You have to learn to practice it, and practice makes perfect. So even myself, who I've been practicing mindfulness for, 16 years, even myself, I have issues from time to time where every now and then my brain will slip onto some negative thought. And because I know how to practice mindfulness, I'm able to get my brain off of that quick enough so that it doesn't harm me on a physical level. Because remember, we said 98% of illness is caused by stress. What right. mindfulness does is it protects your body from the stressors or the stressful thoughts that are happening within your brain, because it's kind of like a short circuit response. So it's like, in comes the harmful thing. Now I'm going to flip the switch and I'm going to turn it off before it can harm me.
Oh,
so that's
beautiful.
What mindfulness. Yeah.
Beautifully stated. And you guys, again, if you want to just get a little piece of that nugget of what she said, basically mindfulness is focusing on the present, the here and now. It's not thinking about what happened 2 minutes ago, and it's not thinking about what's going to happen 2 minutes from now. It's all about what's happening right here, right now. And as Kimberly is doing with this phenomenal interview that she's giving us, or I just say interview because we're really having a really great conversation. She's focused on what she's trying to get across to you guys at the here and now. She's not focused on what she needs to do after she's done on Blissful Living. She's focused on the information that she wants to disseminate out to you all that's going to help you have a better day. It's going to help you just maybe manage your stress levels just a little bit better. And of course, if you're having difficulties with that, we're definitely going to tell you how you can get in contact with Kimberly, who might possibly be able to help you if you're really willing to help yourself and take those steps necessary to have less stress in your life. Okay, I think I have time for one more question. I still have so many things, but can you give us two things right now with, say, in the next minute? Can you give us two things that people can do two tips to help them reduce stress immediately after we're done with our conversation with you?
Yes, I'm going to give you two of the biggest ones. This is homework, people. Okay, so you're going to get some homework here. What I want you to do is I want you to, and this will be really, really helpful, is for about a day or two, or possibly a week, every day I want you to get a piece of paper, keep track of and pay attention to all the negative thoughts that come into your mind. And I want you to write them down on the paper, and then you're going to write what's called a counterbalance, or the opposite. So if it's, I hate my ugly thighs, your counterbalance is going to be, I love myself just the way I am. If it's, oh my God, I'm so poor and broke, if that's your bad thought, then it's going to be, I am creating abundance in my life, or I am making all the money I need to keep me happy, or something like that. You're going to write the opposite, and then you're going to start saying these things as mantras to yourself. You're going to catch, kind of keep track of the patterns that are forming and see, you know, what negative thought you keep thinking the most of. Like, is it about money? Is it about a relationship? Is it about whoever? And you're going to have a couple of little opposite statements that you're going to use as mantras, and you're going to start reprogramming your brain for happiness and success.
Okay, and what's number two?
Number two is, every time you feel like stressed, or you feel like anxious, or you feel like you're spinning, your head spinning, or you have a headache, or, you know, anything like that, you feel what we call overwhelmed, you're going to stop doing whatever in the hell it is you're doing. You're going to put it down. You're going to put one hand on your chest, one hand on your tummy. You're going to take a really long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Your tummy should expand out like a balloon when you breathe in, and then it should go collapsing in when you breathe out. And that's what's called deep belly breathing. You're going to do this 3 to 5 times. And what that's going to do is that is what we call hitting the reset button. You're going to reset yourself so that you do not feel the physical effects of whatever stressful thing is going on around you at that time.
Okay, so perfect. I'm sorry, because I want them to know, how can they get in contact with you to get more of what you have to offer? And give it to me in 30 seconds.
Okay, best way is my website. So if you're just a regular person, go to healyourmindbody.com website. I have a contact form there. They can contact me. My phone number is there. And it's healyourmindbody, healyourmindbody.com. If you're a doctor, you want to go to my physician's program, and that's healertothedoctors.com.
Okay, there you have it, everyone. And I'm so sorry, we're just getting at the end of the show. And there you have it on how you can connect with Kimberly. If you need to listen to the show again, it will be up soon on the website. You can connect and listen to it and get the information. Again, healyourmindbody.com. And you can connect with Kimberly. She's been a phenomenal guest. Kimberly, thank you so much for being on Blissful Living. We will be bringing you back for part two. And to all of you guys out there listening, thank you for tuning in. It's been a phenomenal show, and it's all about what we are here for, is to help you to reduce or eliminate stress from all aspects of your life. And Kimberly hit, I want to say, she was like the Giants last year when they played in the World Series. She basically kicked ass on the show and brought you guys a ton of information that you won't be able to get anywhere else. And I am the queen of feeling fabulous with my phenomenal guest, Kimberly Palm. And I want to say, until next week, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. Go ahead and check out the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, our sponsor of the show. Check out their Erase Your Stress program, where you can get 90% off for the month of June. And with that, I'm going to say, have a phenomenal weekend, everyone, and goodbye for now.
Thanks for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson for Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle and to find out more about blissful living and reducing stress in your life, just click on Blissful Living right here on the Double Wide Network. Please catch all of our Blissful Living shows on demand 24/7 on doublewidenetwork.com. Until next week, may your life be stress-free, happy, and blissful.